Yeah, get ready for the Alski Show, episode 7, coming to you live right here from All The Right. Shout out to my brother George, doing what he does best. Make sure you check out his store over in Elmhurst. I want to shout out Fuck Graph DVD. Special thanks to them for giving us some DVDs to give away with our giveaways. Always a pleasure. Big shout out to my brother Smut Life out in Jersey. Make sure you check out his website for some dope fucking shirts. Can't get any better than that. Big shout out to BPLA, Danny Diablo, In The Cut, Fresh Paint, and plenty others out there to shout out. But time is short, time is valuable. But before I go any further, a big shout out to one of my favorite people out there that supports me 110%. All the time, every time, no matter what. And that's Stickified, my man Ryan. If you people are on Instagram, I know that you have seen the posts about his employee Victor. His wife is going through some serious things right now. And, you know, like you would do for your wife or kids, you know, you would get rid of everything you had just to help, you know, soothe the pain and, you know, the medical expenses and all of that. I don't want to get too deep into Victor's business, but please go to Stickified's page, click on his bio, click on GoFundMe, whether it's $1, $10, $100, whatever it is, whatever you could spare, please. deep down inside, you know, you would want the same type of help. And let's see what we could do and make Ryan proud, because he makes us proud when he prints out those fucking ill-ass stickers. So you know what you got to do. Once again, from Alski, the OTC crew, OT City, and everybody out there in the five boroughs and the states and worldwide, whoever's listening, just go over to Stickified's page and do what you got to do. Now, getting back down to business, I would like to introduce to you BZ the God, BX's most hated and controversial, and I could vouch for that, and also Cypher the Imperial, which just came back to New York from Florida, I believe.
You know it.
And these guys are doing their thing, and big shout out to their crews, you know. You got BZ is SRS and Cypher's TNV. And of course, I got BZ is the OTC Bronx captain. He don't sleep. He paints daytime, nighttime, and all that other good shit.
All day, every day.
And that's the way it goes. So tell us what's up there, BZ.
What's going on, Alski?
Yeah, same old shit, different day. You know how that goes.
I hear that shit, man. Same over here, man. One day at a time.
That's it. That's all you can do. One day at a time. You can't ask for anything more than that. You're not, the only thing you're guaranteed in life is death.
Word. And taxes.
Yeah, man.
Headaches, bills.
For real.
All that good
shit. It's more than one, but the one thing that everybody gets, no matter if you're rich, poor, or a junkie, or whatever it is, everybody dies.
You got that right.
Yeah, man.
Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
100%. 100%.
So, let's get down and dirty into What caused you, and when, let me rephrase that, what year did you come out? I'm not talking about, you know, writing on paper and saying I want to be a graffiti writer, blah, blah, blah. When did you actually come out?
96.
96? And yeah. And who was an influence? Did you have any influences? I mean, you're from the Bronx, I mean, I know there's a lot of heavy hitters out in the Bronx.
Definitely a lot of heavy hitters in the Bronx. I mean, there's so many people to name right now, I mean. You got people that I saw coming up when I first started, Pay MFM.
Okay.
Alex 125.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? You got Pove, GU.
Shout out Pove, GU.
GU all day.
You know? People in that caliber. I can't say the rest of the names because these are the couple of the people I got beef with as of today, since the 90s.
Since the 90s. So,
no shout out for the ass.
Describe beef to the listeners. The listeners,
shit.
people, you know, there's a lot of people out there listening that, you know, thumb through and they click on the Alski Show. They don't know what the fuck they're getting into, but we are the Alski Show, New York City Graffiti. So you do know, but we get people on occasion that that don't know nothing about graffiti. So, you know, they get interested and they start listening. So describe beef to your non-graffiti writer.
Well, non-graffiti, what beef to me?
But just say it in graffiti terms. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be nice so everybody gets a little taste of everything and an understanding.
It's plain and simple to me. You touch my shit, you go over my shit, that's a fucking problem. We got a problem.
That's it.
Hands down fucking problem. I don't give a fuck who you is. I don't give a fuck how long you've been in the fucking game. Don't touch my shit.
Okay. So, in other words, you claim the spot, you want to keep the spot.
Basically.
Okay.
So, fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, it's a risk. You go out every day, you take a risk, you go hit these spots. You got some people that don't rack. They spend their hard-earned money on fucking paint. Then you got people that do rack. And either way, whether you're ragging for it or paying for it, you get taking a fucking risk going out there every fucking day to hit this spot. Then you
put in the work.
Exactly. Yeah. You got some fucking schmuck want to come out and bang your shit, either want to get his fucking name up, get in a rep off of you.
Right. Or that's what beef is to me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So certain beef is good beef, you know, I
got
to say.
Absolutely. Like the beef I got now. The shit in the
notoriety and whatnot. But yeah, then you get the guys that, you know, you get certain writers that you can't even read the shit, or they don't leave a name, they cross you out, toy, all that bullshit.
Definitely.
Those are the ones that don't have balls.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
No name wanksters.
Yeah, the no names.
See, but with me, Alski, I love that shit.
I know you do.
I crave that shit.
I know you do. I know what you do.
If you ain't got beef in this fucking game, then your name ain't ringing fucking bells. You're doing something wrong.
Doing something wrong is ding, right, ding, 100%. Ding,
ding. No ringing bells.
Nope.
Where the fuck is the train door when you need it? God damn it. Fucking bullshit. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
So, Cypher.
What's good?
Talk to me. When did you start?
Man. Started about 95.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Catching tags and shit on mailboxes and all that stupid nonsense. And then started bombing like early 96 is when I really started painting.
And you're originally from the Bronx?
Yeah, originally from the Bronx. I went down to Florida for a few years, started painting freights down there with this kid Oslo, ADS, all day, you already know. Yeah, man, kid put me onto these freights that he had. It was like a fucking field day. Go out there and just smash freights all afternoon.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
That's something I'd like to do right now.
That shit is sweet down in Florida. It's a fucking cakewalk.
anywhere out of New York, I guess, is a cakewalk.
Yeah, it's definitely a cakewalk.
Absolutely.
You know, to them, they don't give a shit. Just as long as you don't cover the numbers on the car.
You're good to go.
You're good to go.
That's it. So, don't cover the numbers. For all you up-and-comers doing freights, don't go over the numbers.
Uh-huh. Don't go over the numbers. Tape them up if you have
to. That's it. Yeah, for real.
So what's your main thing? I mean, trucks, trains, you know, were you in? What's your specialty? I mean, I know I see you hitting everything. That's besides the point.
Yeah, I hit just about everything. I'm not going to stand and say trains because I wasn't brought up in that era. I wish I was. I can't.
Word, me too.
Because to this fucking very day, if we was able to do trains, them trains would be done.
Absolutely.
Done.
Dude.
I'm a fucking maniac, dude. I paint in the fucking day. You got motherfuckers sleeping and working. I'm painting at 9:30 in the fucking
morning. We're
hitting
highways at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's it.
While you're stuck in traffic.
I see the pictures.
For real.
I hit anything.
I get those messages from BZ. And all I reply is, you know, that emoji with the fucking tears coming out of the eyes with the smiley face and shit.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't write no more because, like, I'm half fucking dead working, whatever.
Absolutely.
These motherfuckers blasting my phone with, like, 40 fucking pictures. It's all good. It's all good.
That's my motto. That's my motto.
That's why you're out there doing your thing. I mean, and, you know, big shout out to you repping my crew out there and taking care of business.
Appreciate it.
I mean,
thank you.
Anybody that knows me, I mean, I'm down to earth, you know, and I have people down in my crew. And listen, if they got beef, they got beef. They're big boys, you know. I mean, listen, I like to squash shit with people, you know. And I'm here to listen, but you know what you do is what you do.
Do exactly.
And I'm not your father. So, you know, people hate certain things, and, you know, I'm just putting it out there. You know, certain things I handle, but, you know, as far as BZ goes, he's on his own.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's on his own because he knows what he's doing.
A loose fucking cannon.
That's it. Word. So, what's the rack game like?
Honestly, I haven't racked in so fucking long, it ain't even funny, Al. I kid you not, man. I got kids now. I can't do that shit. I got a job. I got a well-paying fucking job. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's a risk when we go out there and paint, but I do got to worry about coming home at night, man, you know?
Yeah,
for real. Racking, I make more than enough money at my job. I make more than enough money on the side, wink, wink. You know, there's no need for me to rack, man. The racking days are over.
Well, me, unfortunately, I mean, I try to rack whatever I can. I mean, work-related, I bag whatever paint comes through.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I mean, I buy paint from people bagging paint. Problem is now I'm so stockpiled up that, you know, I need to do something with that paint. Yeah. And I don't want to paint bicycles and shit, you know.
Yeah. I won't go out there. Right? I mean, if I can get my hands on it, if I got an opportunity, I'll take it. But if not, I'm good with all that racking shit. Fuck that.
Yeah. What's your paint of choice?
SRS, baby. Strictly Rustos. Strictly Rustos, son.
Strictly Rustos. I got you. But back in the day when you first started, obviously it was Rusto all the way.
All the way.
And today you still like that Rusto shit?
I love Rusto, man.
I mean, painting walls, you know, permission walls. I like the Montana paints and fresh paint.
Don't get me wrong. That's some good paint. They got a lot of good colors, but
to bomb?
Fancy schmancy. I don't do fancy schmancy.
One of my favorite, I got to say, that speed shit, that pigment in that paint is the shit.
I stick to Rusto.
Rusto, I mean, when I was bombing back at, you know, early, late 80s, 90s, I preferred Krylon, even though I did use Rusto.
Yeah.
Today's Rusto isn't the same as it used to be.
Nah, damn sure.
You know, now they got these stupid fucking winged caps, you know, and all this bullshit.
Back in my days, it was orange dots, baby.
Yeah, that was it.
Word. Now you got adapters and all kind of, oh, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I sell quite a few of those adapters, you know, on the website, but I'm not a big fan of it because you put it on and it's like, You spray it and then I don't know. It's just it don't feel right.
It don't. It damn sure don't.
It doesn't feel like
I mean, it gets the job done, but
man. Yeah. I mean, with the New York fat caps and all of that shit, I kind of like the New York fat caps. But I grab all my fat caps and thin caps. I grab them right here at all the right.
Absolutely.
You know, because he's got a shitload of caps. I don't know nothing about them. I'm like, give me thin, give me thick, and that's it. But some of these cans today, they come in with a nice size fat cap to begin with. You know, the Montana Black's got a nice fat cap.
Yeah, they damn sure do.
And so does that that Speed can. But then they got these big cans. Did you peep the paint he has upstairs? It's some big ass motherfucking can. It looks like a thermos. Looks like a fucking thermos, and it's got I think it's a Montana can too. I forgot what it's called.
Montana 750.
The fucking cap is like two fingers wide. It's like this, dude. You could do a filling in like 2 minutes.
Fuck.
I got some at home, but you got to check that shit out.
My shits are the 600 Molotovs, man. I love them shit.
The 600s, the silvers.
I love them. Yeah,
the silvers are the shit.
You in and out with that shit ASAP.
So, other than the rack and the beef and all of that other shit, I mean, who was an influence to you? I mean, when you started, you know, what did you see out there? I mean, you know, what got you going? What got the paint?
What basically was seeing Jest and Ness, TVT.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
definitely
all those TFS IMOC kids, Yes 2, Skase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, man. Those dudes were fucking killing the shit in my neighborhood.
Bone TVT,
Sos.
Yeah.
But mainly Jest, Ness, Yes 2, Skase, Spell. You know what I'm saying? Old school TFS all day. Tame, Jobs, He's, you know? Shout out to my homie Robbie Riot all day.
Shout him out.
You know, those dudes were doing it big back then, man. You go down to the Amtrak where I was from. Dudes be doing burners all day. Way too, you know, the real way, the way that I know, you know, WAE, TFS, you know. But those dudes were doing it big, you know. Everywhere I went, you know, Jess Ness, Way, Yes, too, on yeah, the highways.
Just and Ness, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many great riders up in the Bronx.
Hell yeah.
You know, absolutely. I mean, you got to give it a Sess, Med.
Purr. Yeah.
You know, Purr, mm-hmm. Bio. Yep.
Dicer.
Crash.
BG.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many riders out there. I mean, you know, hats off to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on the highways, I got to say, you know, when Med started rocking that star with his tag.
Killed it.
That was genius right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. He had all those fucking pillars going up and down 95 both ways. Even into Westchester County. Yeah. Fucking had it on lock. But some of them are actually coming through the paint, too, nowadays.
Jest, you know? Though, I got to say, that was some big-ass stomping shit. I loved
and
his
Ness,
shit.
The and shit Ness. That they used to do on the fucking 95?
On the Bruckner, yeah.
On the Bruckner and the... Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, there's so many holy great riders. Shit. I mean, you got to shout out. To me, I think the King of the Bronx is Seen. You know?
Yeah, Seen UA all day.
People
definitely.
Beg to differ,
he's the fucking godfather of graffiti.
Yeah, there you go. Godfather. You
know? Mad Seen.
UA.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
UA crew.
Yeah, man.
But with that, you know, the Bronx, I mean, did you ever, when you first started bombing, was it basically just the Bronx? Did you go into other boroughs?
I started painting in the Bronx, but then I voyaged off into, like, Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of Bronx and Westchester shit early in my career, if you will.
I never really went out into Westchester.
Well, I did a lot of damage on the Metro North. In the late 90s into the early 2000s, even now, you know, still fucking crushed the Metro North.
Yeah, like with me back then, I mean, I didn't really hit that much of any other lines. It was back in the days when I was bombing around, I was running around with a certain crew. A lot of dudes from a lot of boroughs wasn't allowed in our section of the Bronx at one time.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a no-go. Like, it was a fucking danger zone.
Your shit would not rock 2 fucking hours. I kid you not.
If you were from the 6 line, you were not rocking on the 5 or the 2 or the 4.
Absolutely.
Same vice versa. If you were from the 4 coming to the 6,
you weren't rocking. What do you think about, like, you know, today's graffiti and Instagram? I mean...
Oh, Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. People say Instagram ruined graffiti, but business-wise, it helps everybody that's into the graph game, you know, with selling canvases and...
How do you want to handle this?
Shirts and...
Well,
in my opinion,
it's a fucking joke.
Instagram gave all these fucking nobodies a platform to speak, to give your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who the fuck are you to give your opinion?
Back in the day,
when we had an opinion, if you opened your mouth to the wrong person, you're getting fucking knocked out.
I mean,
slapped, whatever.
That's basic.
Now,
you got motherfuckers down here talking shit, and they don't even know their fucking
history.
Exactly.
You don't even know who the fuck you are. You don't know who we are. First of all, nobody in their right mind would ever think that they would see Cypher and Blaz bombing together.
Together, exactly.
That's first off.
Back
the,
in the
90s,
we had some serious fucking
beef.
You
know what I'm saying? That was, yeah.
Literally.
Me and him bombing would have been unheard of.
Yeah, definitely.
Totally unheard of.
And look at us now, brother.
Look at us now.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because in the late 90s, I don't remember BZs. I remember the Blaz.
Yeah.
We had this conversation when we first met. So now, where did this BZ come into play?
The BZs, I switched over to the BZs in what, like 97, 98?
I don't know.
99, around there.
I remember being, when I was younger, I remember going out to the 5 seeing BZs on rooftops and shit. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
Like I said, when we had met, we conversed and this and that, the whole nine yards. You know, I remember how did you pronounce it? Blaz?
Blaz.
The BLAZ.
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought it was Blaze.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Because of your lettering, the way you looped into your Z.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like B-L-A-I-Z. That's what it looked like to me. Then again, you know, I'm just me. But I do remember that. I do remember that on the highways. I mean, I used to, back then, I used to have a route. So I used to drive Manhattan, Bronx, and... Whatever chance I had to hit the fucking highway, I would pull my step van over.
Nice.
And I would just climb the truck and hit the overpass.
So you know,
I would angle park it where I could do a fill-in and, you know, underneath an overpass, whatever.
Smart.
And then I would bounce.
Nah, I'll park the car on the outside of the fucking street. I'll cross fucking lanes. Wang, 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 wang.
Well, you got to realize I had a route to do. You know what I'm saying? I had a route to do. I had a truck full of shit. So I couldn't really, you know, just fucking start venturing and running across the highway.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of running across the highway.
Nah, not at all. No.
Never, 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 never. No. I'd rather fucking run through trees and fucking jump fences than play well, fucking I'll run on the highway chicken if, with a car.
I'll run on the highway if it's like 2 in the morning and it's dead out, yeah. You know, but not.
No, I've been on the fucking, on the Brooklyn 995 doing bananas.
Because you're doing fillings on fucking pillars at 9 o'clock in the morning in the middle of rush hour traffic. You're a lunatic.
Yeah, I'm rocking fucking fillings there. Me and another guy, and the fucking cops passed by. They're looking at it like, and they literally stopped. They're looking like, dude, you guys are fucking nuts. Yeah. And just kept going.
Yeah. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's true. I mean, if you're bombing in the daytime, I give it to you. I mean, if I was young, I think I would do it too. You know, but being that I'm at work and, you know, I really don't want, you know, that much attention drawn. I mean, basically, we used to go bombing once it got dark out. You know, I never really had a set time. I didn't, you know, you got people like, you know, go bombing at 2-3 in the morning. Fuck that. I want to be in bed, you know. I mean, now I want to be in bed.
Hey, absolutely.
Back then, if I was bombing, you know, me and New did our thing. We fucking, we would come home from work, eat, you know.
That's why
get
I go
cans
during the
together.
Day. Yeah,
and just go and hit the spots. You know,
I don't do no night. I can't do no night shit. If I do some night shit, it's got to be on some stealth mission type shit.
But we came out here the other night, did some stealth mode shit.
Yeah, man, that shit
blasted off out here in Queens. Bananas. Motherfucking QU, stand up.
Shout out to Queens, man. Shout out to Queens.
Queens all day.
I like all the other boroughs but Queens. I mean, I hit Queens back in the day. I mean, now you know I like getting my tags here and there, whatever, an outline and. All that other bullshit, but Queens to me, I guess you don't shit where you eat. I mean, that's where I'm at, so I don't know.
Queens is one of my favorite boroughs. I love coming out here summertime, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, the funny thing is like before my kids actually knew anything about graffiti, like my daughter, you know, people would walk up to me and say, yo, what's up, Al? And my kids would look at me and they would giggle and they're like, Daddy, that guy don't even know your name. But now it's like wherever I go, it's like, you know, people, you know, they know my family knows because it's not a secret. So
far from a secret, no. We've been doing this so long. You know, my parents see my shit sometimes. I'll never forget my father called me one day. I had just blasted the West Side Highway. The night before, I did like back to back to backs with me, Quest, RT, and this kid Nace I used to paint with, but kids will lose cannon. I don't fuck with him anymore. But anyway, I blasted like 4 back to backs. My father calls me up next day on the Nextel radio. He's like, yo. He's like, I'm stuck in traffic on the fucking West Side Highway.
And of course.
He's like, I look to my fucking left and what do I see? Cypher, Cypher, Cypher. I was like, yeah, bro, get the fucking picture, dude.
Get a flick.
Get the fucking day pic, bro.
You want to hear something funny? I mean, my father, rest in peace. Back in like mid-80s, I had a piece on the corner of where I live. And my father actually was wearing my Alski belt buckle.
Oh, sure.
Now, my father didn't speak English, you know, straight off the boat. And someone had snapped a picture, and they were like, yo, I saw your father chilling by the wall, and he had your belt buckle on, and the piece was right in back of him. It was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
I wish I could find that picture. I don't know where the fuck that picture went. But my father knew. He used to like, say, just be careful. You know, to that effect, but
my parents knew too. I think anybody.
Seventh grade,
who bombs.
He had to come up to school because I got caught with a mini.
Oh shit! Yeah,
my parents liked that too. My mom too. She was like, at first, she was like, "Dude, like, leave that bullshit alone."
Yeah.
But now, when she sees where it's getting me, and with my artwork, I do art on the side, like canvas and stuff like that.
Word.
She's like, "Go for it." I was like, "But at one point, you didn't like the fucking shit. Now it's like, go for it. Make up your mind."
Yeah.
Like,
you know, listen, you used to get yelled at fucking 1:30 in the morning,
sneaking
out of the house.
Paint is in the blood. That, I'm a firm believer in that. You
is
know,
that
once
pizza?
You start, you can't stop.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
I don't know. It's just the way I am. So what do you think about like these commissioned walls with these artists coming in and, you know, like you got this controversy out in Brooklyn. You know, these people can't stand these hipsters, so to speak.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I mean, I used to call them yuppies. I mean, whatever.
That's what I fucking call them.
It is what it is.
Yuppie scum.
What do you think about that? Like the whole... Yeah. Wait, before I go into that, last episode with... last episode with Darks, I can't remember exactly what it was, but we had said something about the proper pronunciation is Banksy.
Banksy.
Banksy?
And I was calling them Banksy.
That's what I would call them.
That's a ski thing. I mean, I'm out ski, you know what I'm saying? So, but regardless, we were like tripping on it, whatever. Someone had made a comment up on the... on the show's comment section, whatever it is, because I get these emails if someone leaves a comment.
Yeah.
And a person put, who is Banksy? I couldn't reply because what I wanted to reply, if you're listening out there, that's exactly the point. Who the fuck is he?
That's a fucking question. I don't think that's just one person.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that's a couple of fucking people.
Mm. It's like an organization. No way, fucking hell.
It's probably a couple of dudes.
Yeah, but anyway, someone had a good sticker, something about "fuck you" or "fuck Banksy," Banksy, whatever the hell you want to pronounce.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Listen, the guy's making money. I give it to him. There's a lot of people out there making money, but what's your take on it? I mean, I personally like the art, but I understand the graffiti aspect of, you know, you're taking our shit.
I wouldn't call what he does graffiti.
No.
Well, his shit is more like fucking stencil art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, you know, not for nothing.
Spray painting a rat on
a
wall.
I mean, it is what it is. It's garbage. Some people call it art. Some people call it garbage.
What do you call it?
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? He's getting top fucking dollar for his fucking pay.
I mean, come
shit.
On. They're fucking, you know, they're going...
More power to him, you know?
They're going up to walls and fucking wet sawing bricks out of a wall because he drew a fucking balloon heart on a wall. Yeah. And they're trying to sell it in a fucking gallery somewhere.
And they do sell the shit.
That shit ain't getting sold. It's sitting, it's fucking sitting
listen,
there.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of his shit's sold.
Some of it does
sell. Don't get
me
wrong. I would love to make the money some of these fucking guys are making.
Absolutely. Fucking, you know? $5,000 for a fucking canvas?
Like, yeah. Come on. Man.
That's insane. Me being a graffiti writer, plus other than the fact that I have a family, let's just say I was single. And I make the money I make, and I make good money. I still wouldn't spend that money on a fucking canvas.
Because
you know what? Either you hook me up with it.
Yeah.
We trade something for it, or, you know, fuck you.
I'm not paying you for it. No fucking way. Just, I'll never pay somebody for a fucking sticker pack either. You're out of your mind.
It depends on the sticker, because it depends on the collector you are. Like
true.
BZ over here, he ain't got to pay for
BZ's
shit.
BZ's got tons of stickers.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It was a different... shout out to my brother Alski on that one.
That's some funny shit. Whose phone is that?
Probably mine.
Shut that shit off.
No, don't even touch that.
Throw that
thing,
shit out the window.
Shut that shit off, ah, fuck it. It's raw and uncut over here.
Who gives a fuck?
That's
fuck them. See you later. Anywho.
Where's my daughter?
Where's the fucking pizza, bro?
What the fuck? I mean, shit.
We gotta send an APB on the pizza guy. We're gonna kill this fucking guy.
Yeah,
send
right.
that half a dinwit to the fucking Domino's. What a putz.
Gotta listen for that fucking bell.
Doom, doom. Stay
watch
clear
the closing
of the closing
doors,
please.
I love that fucking thing. That's gotta be the best bell. I gotta see where George got that fucking thing. Gotta put one in my house.
Oh, shit.
Damn, you guys are focusing on fucking eating. I mean, that's fucked up. You got to focus on the fucking show.
Listen,
tell me some good shit.
What do you want to know, bro?
Tell me some fucking chasing stories.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, we got tons.
What do you want to start with? Do you want to go or you want me to go first?
Come on, I mean, I know you got the stories. People want to hear this shit. I mean,
right, you know what? I'll go first.
Cypher,
here we go. I got a fucking wild story for everybody out there in the world.
Cypher
the Imperial, TNV Mob, FUH all day.
My
Menos, my brother Menos, holla.
Shout out Menos.
Fuck your hood.
FUH more.
You know what I mean? YP in the building. Chase stories. Jeez. All right. One night we're bombing on the West Side Highway. Me, Nace, and somebody else. I'm not going to mention his name because he's totally irrelevant. Anyway, we're painting, we're hitting. We're doing the fucking rooftop on 14th Street Meat Market, bro. So we rigged up some shit to get onto another part of the roof out there.
That was a nice spot.
Hell yeah. So we fucking rig up some plywood. There's the fucking pizza, this kid.
Watch the closing doors.
Yeah. So we rig up some fucking wood we find on the roof to get onto this other part of the roof. So we get up there. We're all rocking. All of a sudden, this kid Nace is like, yo, lady in the window in the building across the street. I'm like, yeah, so what? He's like, nah, she seen me. And then she shut the lights off. I'm like, all right, whatever. Who gives a fuck? He's like, no, I'm telling you, she's going to call the cops, whatever. I'm like, yo, so let's just hurry the fuck up and finish. I was almost done. Well, not, I was almost done doing my filling. For those of you that might remember, there was a huge unfinished cipher on the 14th Street fucking rooftop. Flat white. So anyway.
Well, he's breaking it down to specs.
Yeah, so yeah. Far.
6 feet tall. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Get on with the story. Come on.
So next thing you know, we fucking look to the right, man, and here they come. They're fucking squad deep. We start running. Nace does some fucking wild man acrobatic shit. He jumps from one rooftop to those abandoned tracks that were over there. Now it's that walkway shit they got.
Yeah, now it's a park.
Park, whatever. Nace,
park, walkway, yeah, yeah.
Nace jumps from the rooftop to the tracks, and the cops are like, holy fucking shit. Blah, blah, blah.
Like he didn't shoot him.
Yeah. So they're like, yo, come on, guys. Come on down. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck you. You ain't catching us. So we wind up hiding underneath the old train track shit mm-hmm. in between the fucking beams for like 3 hours.
Bananas.
And they got us.
Crazy. And they still got
they
you.
They fucking got us because of that asshole with his fucking glow-in-the-dark Nikes, you retard. Yeah, my shit got us pinched.
That's funny shit.
My shit was crazy, dude. I had a good friend of mine, may rest in peace, Dash, Camp. Camp crew. He called me. I was at the house. He called me. He says, dude, what are you doing? He says, I'm not doing shit right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm over in the house smoking blunt, whatever.
Regular.
He says, let's go hit something. I says, 7 o'clock in the fucking night, dude. Wait till like 10, 11 o'clock. He says, nah, fuck it. Let's go hit a spot. I know a spot. I says, fuck it. Let's go, bro. We go. We climb over this. We go to this fucking block. We climb over the fucking the gate. It's like a whole bunch of fucking trucks. We in the parking lot. The fucking... The sensor light goes on. Lady comes out the fucking window. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Mind your motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? So we continue to hit the fucking trucks. We smash like every fucking truck in the fucking lot, dude. She says, the cops are fucking coming. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Then we tell you, shut up. Go the fuck to sleep. Mind your fucking business. We see the lights come on. He says, dude, the fucking cops, dude. The cops. I'm like, stop fucking playing, nigga. Continue to just rock. Hit the fucking... He's like, dude, the cops. I'm like, oh, shit. We're stuck. There's only one way in, one way out, that bitch. Which was the way we climbed in that motherfucker. So what we do, we hide underneath the motherfucking trucks. We got like 7, 8 fucking cop cars standing outside the fucking thing. Them motherfuckers climb over the fucking gate. Guess what comes out? The fucking lady comes out. I got the key to the fucking gate. Opens the fucking gate for them. All the cops come around. You got one cop flexing around with the fucking flashlight. He's looking around. I didn't know I had my legs sticking out from underneath the fucking truck. He puts the flashlight. I swear to God, when I tell you this, I kid you fucking not. Now, he says, I did not see that shit. And continue to walk away.
Oh, shit.
I kid you not, brother. And nice. I guess his fucking sergeant heard what the fuck he said. And his sergeant was like, what you got over there? He was like, I got 2 perps under the fucking truck. That's man. All she wrote, brother. We got to the fucking precinct and he says, dude, if it wasn't for my fucking sergeant, I was gonna let you guys go because I really don't want to fucking sit here and do this fucking paperwork for this bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes man. You get lucky. We got lucky earlier. I was doing about fucking 70 miles an hour down the 7 line.
Oh, man. Right when we called you on the way over here to the show, oh, we got fucking shit. Lost right by Shea Stadium.
Pulled us over. I was like, oh, I don't know, here.
Like, dude, you're doing 45 on the 25. Where the fuck you guys are going? Like, dude, we're going to
the Alski show.
Yeah, that's what we
I kid you not. That's what I told him, dude. He says we're going to the fucking Alski show. He's like, what? I showed him the T-shirt.
Well, I was like, the fucking T-shirt.
We're going to the Alski show, dude.
Oh, gee, thanks.
He said, you know what? I'm gonna give you guys a fucking break.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Officer fucking Zen.
Officer Zhang.
Officer Zhang. I never shout out pigs, but you get a shout out today, well, brother.
Yeah, maybe I'll run into him. I'll give him a sticker.
Yeah,
he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny shit. Oh shit. Just mind you, we're all eating pizza here. We got some Domino's. It's just pretty good, so...
Not too bad.
Rarely, I never did this before, but you know what? Hey, we're family.
First time on Alski TV. Of course, you got Fatboy Cypher in the building.
Well, Alski Video. I mean, I use the TV just to so people know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. So the Alski Show, it's old school.
Right.
It's old school people.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll have the Young Bucks come on. I'll have everybody come on. You have a story, I got you. That's it.
Happy to be here, man.
Yeah, man.
BZ,
definitely happy.
You might as well start chomping down on that pizza.
Nah, I can wait there, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could talk and eat at the same time. I mean, my microphone.
Motherfucker like me got to smoke before I eat out. I can't do that. I smoke all fucking day.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean,
if I'm not painting, I'm smoking.
I had to get out of that room because it was like nothing but a fucking smoke screen in there. So, you still like the beef? That's the rush, right?
I love it.
The chase, the getting up.
I wouldn't say too much of the chase. I don't get chased a lot. Like I said, they don't normally expect a motherfucker out there at 9:30 in the fucking morning painting. So I normally don't get chased.
What?
That's rarely. But the risk, the rush, the beef, I love it. I love
it. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, you know, beef, it gives you...
keeps you on edge.
Exactly. Keeps you on your fucking toes, because if not, and you're just like, yo, I'm just going to rock 10 fill-ins tonight, or maybe 6, whatever, and I'll just go home, you know. Nobody's ragging your shit. There's no, it's like, all right, there's no thrill in it. I mean, there's always a thrill. Because doing graph, it's a fucking get over. It's the ultimate high. Like the rush that you get, whether you're painting a train or rocking highways at 10:30 in the morning and, you know, on the Bruckner, like this wacko here. I mean, hey, listen, who am I? When I first came back from Florida, I was doing outlines on the Bruckner at fucking 11 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
And
it is
now
what it is.
It's like with me now that there's so much fucking beef. I got so much fucking beef going on.
You got beef
funny.
With everybody,
every
dude.
Fucking
it's
body,
fucking
dude.
Ridiculous. All these toys going over you, it's nonsense, bro. They're no-names, literally.
Fuck them all.
Insanity.
No-names trying
to get a name?
Exactly. No-names trying to get a name. It doesn't matter how many times you go over me or take my motherfucking shit out, you fucking bozos. A picture speaks louder than words, brother. As long as I got my pick, continue to be a bozo, nigga. I don't give a fuck. The more you go over me, the more my name rings motherfucking bells, bro. BZ the God. BX, what?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. How's that pizza?
Pizza's good, Al.
That shit is good.
I don't
good.
Know yet. Thank I'll let you. You know in a second, Al.
That shit is good.
I'm sitting over here chomping away like a fat ass.
Hey. So, what do you like about, you know, today's graffiti? You got the stickers going on. You got all these galleries and art shows. And you show up? You don't show up?
I mean, I really don't do art shows. I went to a couple of art shows recently, like the Robots Will Kill one. I definitely went to that
shout
one.
Shout out to my brother Chris.
Yeah, big shout out to Chris.
Get ready for that dope-ass sticker with the Robots Will Kill holding
the
Alski TV. That shit is the shit.
Definitely need that in the arsenal.
Yeah, make sure you check out Chris RWK on Instagram and Robots Will Kill.
Yeah.
That's one humble character. I have a lot of respect for him. I love what he's doing. I'll support him 110% no matter what. He asks me for something, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. I mean, there's not too many people out there that I would support 110%, but he's good people, and I like where he's at. You know, he's got the graph people. He's got the artsy people.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, he's making his money and, you know,
he's
doing his thing.
Hands down, he does his thing. You know, I mean, I met him one time. One time I met him, awesome dude, man.
Nothing wrong with that. And like I said, go give him a follow. He's got a shitload of followers. If you're not following him, get on that page. Check out his artwork. Show some support. Support those who support you. And that's... basically the way it should be. And I got a new thing too. It's like between Elo and Vic 2. Go fuck yourself.
That's
like the best fucking thing ever.
That's the best slogan.
I love it. I mean, hey, you say it all day, all night,
all
whatever.
Day. Every post he posts, go fuck yourself.
Uh-huh. Elo actually made a cake with go fuck yourself on it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Shout out to Vic 2. Go fuck yourself.
That's it. I don't know. He was supposed to give me a call. I thought he was going to swing through. I mean, maybe we'll give him a call on the way out, but... yeah, go fuck yourself.
Vic 2 the Baptist, word up, free Hank King right now.
That's to everybody out there, and when we say it to, you know, to each other, that's more of a love thing type
absolutely.
Of thing. It's not like we're telling each other to go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, right.
it works both ways.
Yeah,
you know?
It definitely does.
If you don't know us,
go fuck yourself.
Yourself. Big shout out to Vic too. That's one true brother right there. Shit. Funny motherfucker.
Damn, Skip.
But yeah, we definitely got to start doing these little fucking missions here and there. But okay, I got another question.
Shoot.
I mean, I know both of your styles. When you came out, you know, what were you more into? The tagging, the bubble letters, the pieces, burners.
When I started, I throw-ups. When I got into it, I mastered my freehand first and foremost. I mastered my freehand first, and then I worried about, you know, doing my outlines
the
and
rest
shit.
Later, yeah. I mean, so, don't get me wrong. I can piece. You've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I can do it all, but...
You surprised the shit out of me.
I prefer throwies above all everything.
You surprised the living shit out of me. You know, the funny thing is, I got to take a piss right now. I mean, I know it's too much information, but we got to, like, move this table so I can go to the bathroom and shit. Take a piss. You know, it's raw and uncut. What am I going to tell you?
We'll continue the Owlski show.
No. You continue to talk amongst yourself. My daughter, Chia, would you like to talk on a microphone while I go relieve myself?
Would somebody like to else to conduct
not,
this video?
If not, I'm sure you and...
me and Blazini can hold it down for you.
Yeah, you can hold it down. I mean, absolutely. Talk about the pizza crust.
A damn Skippy, OTC and the motherfucker.
See, this is what I love about this show.
TNV Radio, we're now in the building, we're taking over.
SRS in full effect.
Yeah, take it over.
Shout out to my little brother, man, Sec 2. Big real LB crew.
Big shout out to my Virginia brother, First 48. My motherfucking nigga, my brother from another mother.
Who else we want to shout? Killer Quest, RTMOB.
You know it.
All day.
Big Jack, Big Earn.
Right.
Skim Up 27, my little homie.
This nigga in the building here.
My motherfucking brother, my muscle. Big Migs. Chia in the building.
Chia. Holla.
What's up?
What's good? We're going to see some Chias out there in the street.
Gonna be seeing them soon.
Welcome to the Cypher BZ Radio Tour. Good looking. Who else are we forgetting to shout out?
The one.
Oh, I shouted him out earlier. I'm gonna shout him out again because he's one of my very good friends. I've known for a very long time. My homie Riot just got put down with one of the most famous graffiti crews, UA. Congratulations, my brother. He's been doing some ill pieces with a true living legend, Duster UA. So. Shout out to all the old school writers.
Definitely.
Who are still doing their thing. Paved the way for me and my homie Blazini to be here today. Much appreciated.
Well, I'm back. That felt good.
We miss you.
Hey, did you? And we're
bullshit.
Back.
Bullshit. You ain't miss me.
It's the pizza talking.
Uh-huh. It's the pizza talking? Oh, I can imagine. So, the slap game.
I'm not
like
a big fan.
Like we were saying before, you're not a fan. I know you are. Busy.
I'm more of a collector.
I mean, oh, man.
Absolutely.
I won't go around slapping stickers. I'll collect them bitches.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why I do what I do. I try to get a couple of those postals and, you know, the guests to hit a canvas for my daughter to hold down.
Right.
Because like I said, you know, God knows, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it may be, you know, I want my daughter to continue with this, you know, I mean, she's the heir to OTC.
Absolutely,
and,
carry the torch.
You know, she's gonna do what she's got to do, and to have this collection of canvases is just that. You know, it's like a blueprint. It's history.
Yeah.
You know, and even like when we go to events, you know, even old school writers older than myself that've been in it since the 70s, like Tracy 168. Big shout out to Tracy.
Shout out to Tracy.
You know. We have a nice little canvas from Tracy as well. I mean, this is stuff that's nostalgic. It's going to keep this graffiti shit going. They say graffiti, you know, is dead. It's not dead. It'll never fucking die.
No way. Hell no. This shit ain't going nowhere.
You know,
they can buff it all they want and it ain't going anywhere.
The sad thing is like all these graffiti writers that passed away way too young. You know, shout out to my brother Payne. You know, I love you and I miss you a lot. You know, way, way back, you know, my boy Key, OTC, and... You know, he's always in my thoughts as well. I mean, DG, rest in peace. You know, you could take it way back.
Corn.
Yeah, you know, you could take it way back. I mean, and Too Mean, you know, recently. So, also, you know, we lost We lost a lot of writers.
Over the years, we did lose a lot of... We lost a lot of good writers. I mean, in the Bronx alone, we lost...
All boroughs
all around,
We also lost Jam,
Yeah, definitely, just recently.
Just recently, big shout-out to Wayne Howcrew. I know he was tight with him and everything, and, Wayne's great people. When I saw that post, I was like, fuck, another brother gone. So,
it's horrible, man, you just goes to show you never know.
Right.
You never know.
So, with all this collecting, it's like you said, you're not into it. He is.
Collecting. I personally
would love to collect it, but with my kids, they steal everything. So I figure with my daughter, at least she could store it somewhere. She'll probably find the shit years later.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Hey, listen, you pull out a canvas and people are like, yo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, that sticker shit, I understand it to a certain degree. All right, yeah, you want to collect them. Cool. I'm not knocking you at all. But for people who don't even fucking actually do graffiti and they're just like, oh, I'm a sticker bomber, stay home.
Stay home
with your fucking Sharpie. Do everybody a favor.
I like the sticker game. I like the sticker game.
They're good, if you're somewhere else and you have a few stickers on you, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can just slap a sticker and keep it moving, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but over the time, it's gotten crazy, bro.
It has gotten crazy.
The sticker game now is bananas. Insane. Because back in the fucking 90s, it was what sticker?
Sticker. Well, like, you had to do a filling.
Well, way back,
I'm on your rooftop, nigga.
You had Noe and Tess were rocking fucking stickers, wheat paste or whatever you want to call it. Hey, look at what Kost did with it. Shout out to Kost, KRT.
Yeah.
See,
that
was a totally different
level.
That was like
a whole other fucking level. Yeah.
Me, like I said, I'm all for it. I mean, the sticker guys that don't write graffiti, I'm still all for it because it's putting into, it's like, how do you say it? It's like graffiti and hip-hop, So many elements mixed together, and like this sticker thing, I embrace it 100%. Yeah. And like I said, I got my boy in the cut, New York. That motherfucker is nasty, making stickers.
He's definitely a
beast. His stickers are fucking outrageous. And he'll put shit together he's the one that did my logo. I told him what I wanted, and I give him 110% control between him and Ryan. It's, Stickified.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't have it any fucking better. So I embrace it 100%.
Right,
110. Ah, fuck it, 120.
I like bombing. I like fucking hitting.
Yeah, I like bombing too.
Grabbing the cans. Those Cobra Chromes are fucking dunkulous, man.
Redunkulous.
Wow, I did a fucking.
What's
that,
a Bronx shit?
I don't know.
No, that's the Florida lingo.
That's the cypher lingo.
Like fucking sun kissed oranges and shit.
I mean,
he picked that shit up at a Gators game.
What was it again?
Fuck out of here.
Bedonkers?
Redunkulous.
Redunkulous. I thought you said bedonkers or some shit.
Redunkulous.
That's fucking
I did a fucking filling with one of those. I did a whole cypher. Holy shit. I had a couple people looking out for me on the corner. One of my friends turned around. I heard him. He said, holy fuck, you're done already?
Hey, by the way, big shout out to Skim Up. My nickname for him is Skim Milk.
Wow.
Thanks for the pizza run. As she was off the hook.
2%.
Let me get another slice there.
Hey,
Spider. Hey. Spider. Spider. Bring me another slice, Spider.
That's fucked up.
You're all right, Spider.
You Johnny's going to whip out a fucking Glock and fucking shoot your
I'll
ass.
Shoot you in your foot, you fucking little prick. Get out of here. Oh, man.
That's some good shit. That's definitely some good shit.
Well.
Now you're eating again. Now all we're hearing is...
I'm sorry, I'm chewing everybody's ear.
It's all good. It's all good. So, BZ, what's in store for the future?
Let's hear it.
More chaos.
Yes.
More fucking chaos.
Destruction.
I
remember a couple of months back, you were like, yo, wow.
I was going to hang up the gloves. Yeah.
I
remember that conversation.
He tells me this one time. He's like, yo, that's it. Cypher, I'm done. It's over.
That must have been the same conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it was the same day.
Meanwhile, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is... I'm like, yo, we just rocked like 10 fillings last night. Like, what are you talking about? It's over. That's it. I'm hanging it up. I'm retiring.
I mean...
I'm like, all right.
Alski could relate to this. You know?
What the fuck?
When the wife nags, it's time to hang up the gloves, bro. But when she's in a good mood, you can bring the gloves back out.
This is true.
It's time to play.
This is true. I got to say, my wife, God bless her. She puts up with all my bullshit. And she's the greatest. She has no complaints.
That's great. You know, that's fucking awesome.
People are coming through, picking up T-shirts, and she's, you know, she's in it. Yeah, she's doing it.
She's definitely in it to win it.
She doesn't turn anything away as far as making shirts or whatever. And, like, you know, I'll tell her, listen, this guy's passing through. She accepts everything. She backs me all the time.
That's great.
And
that's
I love
fucking
it.
Awesome.
You know, if I tell her I'm going bombing, the first thing she says.
Be careful.
The only thing she says, you get locked up, don't fucking call me.
Call me, exactly. That's it. Same thing I get. Don't call
me. That's it. But other than that, she's always there. So, you know, I guess if my wife said to me, listen, it's time, you know, to hang it up, I got to make her happy first.
I don't think I can ever.
Family first.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's why I got my daughter. That's why I got my daughter, because I know my daughter will go, you know, do what she's got to do.
I stopped writing for a few years, but I would pop up here and there sporadically. I did a little comeback in like 08, you know, short-lived, you know, maybe like 3-4 months, did a little painting. Me and the kid Nace reconnected. We started doing shit again, but whatever. I moved out of here however long ago, and I linked up with one of my very good close friends, practically like a brother to me, Neo, U.S. Crew.
Big shout-out to Neo. Yeah.
Big shout out to the whole entire fucking U.S. crew. Jays. My brother Jays, where you at, man? I need a canvas, bro.
Fucking Neo's on a world tour.
Neo going all fucking country. Last time I seen him, he was doing fillings on cows in fucking Idaho. Fucking nut job.
That's a
shout out to Put too, bro. The homie Put doing his thing. Definitely fucking doing his thing. Doing all them ladder boy spots.
Definitely. When I came back out in 2013, it shocked the shit out of me. There's so many fucking old school writers coming back out and doing their thing.
Absolutely.
Whether it be a mean streaker tag, whether it be just a regular plain old tag, whatever it is, man. You got a lot of dudes coming. Boppo. Ever.
Big shout out to my brother Boppo.
It's bananas, man. It's bananas.
And
to me, it's a good thing. I like to see that shit.
Quest finally came back out after being away for fucking 15 years. Came back with a whole new style.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was gone for a little while, too, due to uncircumstances that we can't say. Hey, but
it happens.
I'm back, baby.
You know what
shit
I mean?
Happens.
I'm back, too, and I fucking feel great. I do. I feel great. I'm happy I'm here.
Sitting, eating pizza, and choking, and gagging, and couldn't get the words out right now, and all of that.
Trying to do a fucking interview
on the fucking Owski show, baby.
On the Owski show. OTC.
I want to shout out my boy Just. You know, we got together over the weekend.
World famous.
Justin Nine Volt. My brother Zeus. Break. You know, big shout out to Break. He had just had a baby. Zesso was up there as well. You know, we painted real quick, and I painted with my daughter. I love painting with my daughter. I think it's got to be one of the greatest things. I can't imagine what the feeling's like, because I can't imagine me bombing with my father.
But yo, that would be fucking my crazy daughter, if I painted with,
you know,
my old man.
My daughter, when she comes out with me, I love it. I love the whole thing. And it's weird, but I do love it. And thanks again to Just. And want to shout out... Zeus, you know, shout out to his daughter. Happy birthday, Kathy. And
happy birthday.
That's the way it goes. I mean, more paint, more paint, more paint, more paint.
More paint, more damage. It.
What else we got going on? So I know you're never going to stop, even though if your wife grabs you and says, yo, it's
time. I'm not going nowhere.
I don't think so.
I'll never stop either.
I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, you're married?
I mean,
as long as Rustos is in business, I'm in business.
I am not married. I have no kids. That is it.
He's living the life.
I'm fresh off the fucking boat, back from fucking over there.
Shit.
You know?
So you don't plan on retiring anytime soon whatsoever?
No. I'll take a break here there. You know, life gets in the way, work, so on and so forth.
Humanity,
you meet some broad,
life,
you know. Yeah. You meet some broad, you get, you know, get that winter jacket, you get wifed up for a few months. It happens.
Yeah.
It's expected.
Everybody
you know what I mean?
And
then you come back with a vengeance, and you just fucking stomp the shit out of everything.
Life get in the way.
Yeah.
Whether it's you know? Bills, a house, or a car.
Kids.
Or
whatever have you. Kids.
Incarceration.
Incarceration. Yeah,
whatever. You get all fucked up on drugs and have to fucking go on a farm. That's, you know? It's true.
That's definitely what it is too.
You know, but
Yeah, I
don't see myself. I will never retire. Like I said, I may take a break here there.
Right.
But I will never retire. Never.
So what do we got on the shout-outs before we wrap up another splendid episode of the Alski Show?
We want to shout out.
I love doing that. I'm sorry.
I keep it real simple.
That was good. That
big shout-out to my big brother, Alski, OTC.
One love, my brother. You know how we do.
Always. Big shout-out to my wife and my kids. And a real big shout-out to my motherfucking crew, SRS.
All day, baby.
You know it. Mm-hmm. 20 years strong.
20 years strong. 20 years strong.
Yeah, still kicking, baby. Big shout out to my boy Menos, FUH Mob.
Word. Shout out to the whole TMV crew, everybody from top to bottom, A to Z. A Soe, Sec 2. You know what I mean? Wolfie, I see you out there.
Shout out to
the great Blazini Blazer, Big Migs.
Big Chia, Big Skin, Big Migs.
Alski OTC all day, of course.
Skin though.
Pove GU, holla. You know what I'm saying? Yipsy.
Big shout out to all you motherfucking haters. Keep hating, baby.
Fuck you.
I love you.
Fucking haters. Go buy me a pizza, you fucking jerk offs.
And with that being said,
we out of here.
Get out, bro.
Bitches.
Peace.